All this week, MSU's College of Arts and Letters Leading Voices series has been underway with theatrical director Iqbal Khan in residency here in East Lansing. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with the Englishman, born of Pakistani immigrants, about his take on directing works by Shakespeare at London's Globe Theatre and another very well-known organization.
Most recently, I've done quite a lot of work with the Royal Shakespeare Company, which is the home of Shakespeare in the world, Stratford-upon-Avon. It's where he was born. I've directed two seminal productions there, most recently Othello at the Odyssey. And I will be directing Antony and Cleopatra, starting rehearsals in 3 weeks' time. and this last year, I've just completed a production of Macbeth at the Globe Theatre in London, which is a theatre that was built on the lines of the original Globe Theatre, where Shakespeare's company would have performed.
For this week-long kind of seminar or residency that you've had at Michigan State University, I know a lot of the students have been directed to watch the RSC, the Royal Shakespeare Company, rendition of Othello. Why do you think that was such a touchstone for them and a good starting point into knowing about you?
The reason why I think it's particularly insightful, though, is that what's going on in the production is a sort of a slight revision, a slight sort of a radical rethinking of the play in the context of the sort of, you know, the modern context. The world we live in now has much more complicated views about race, for instance, about questions of to do with the other in the world. I hope my production dealt with that in a more nuanced way than it is often done with that play.
Particularly as playing foil to Hugh Quarshie's Othello was.
Lucy Masmati, who played a black man, a Zimbabwean originally, who played Iago. And obviously that caught all the headlines because Iago is normally seen as the proto-fascist, the white fascist. It seemed a whimsical decision on my part to cast a black man just because I could in that part. But actually, I did have very, very serious reasons why I thought that was an appropriate thing to do. When I read the play again, the thing that strikes me about the play is Iago incites racial hatred in others. His own position on it is much more complex and much more elusive. And so in casting a black man, I wanted to problematize his own views about that sort of thing. I mean, there exists racism within the black community, within the Asian community, against other blacks. The different kinds of black experience are criticized within the community. So we could explore that, but we could also explore the way Iago exploits a kind of vulnerability about the vocabulary of race in the dominant white community. If you're given permission to use dangerous words, racial slurs by a black man, the white man might enjoy that. If in the middle of the laugh, the black man ceases to laugh, that would make you very, very uncomfortable. So there is a kind of a power that the man of color can potentially have in that engagement, which speaks, I think, to a kind of a trauma about the vocabulary of race that exists in the world at the moment.
I'm assuming some of that came up during the main part of your presentation, which was Tuesday evening at MSU.
Yeah, exactly. I talked about it towards the end. And then there were some very interesting questions, and one in particular where somebody in the audience asked me whether in casting a black Iago, had I not opened the door to white directors and producers asking for the same kind of allowances for white actors to play Othello again. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that's fantastic. If they want to do it, if they're qualified to do it, if there's an articulate version of the play, I don't see why they shouldn't. I'm against exclusion of any kind. It's not about breaking the door down for people of color. It's about opening all doors and allowing all people to do to have the opportunities that they can have. I didn't make it as clear as I should have done on Tuesday, but let me make it absolutely clear now that for the first 10 years of my life in as a theatre practitioner, I hardly worked at all with a person of colour. And I resisted being read as an Asian theatre artist. I wanted to be read as a theatre artist. And I didn't do many kind of racial subversions of plays. I just did the plays. I have been associated with these kinds of experiments more recently, but actually I would do it the other way around as well. It's not that I want to become associated with sort of racial experiments with plays all the time. It's absolutely not the case. The play's the thing, as far as I'm concerned. The great thing about theatre is that it's not realistic. Is that any person can stand on stage with another person, and so long as they declare their relationship clearly, and if we believe that declaration, then we're off. Then they can play mother and son, whether it's a black mother and a white son, etc. You know, it appeals to our imagination much more than the realist frame of the television or the cinema, and that's incredibly liberating. I mean, in Shakespeare's time, Elizabethan theatre, all the women were played by men. You know, we have permission to play in that way.
We're speaking with Iqbal Khan, the English theatre director who is currently in a week-long residency in East Lansing with the MSU College of Arts and Letters Leading Voices series. And Iqbal, how did this relationship come about with you coming to Michigan?
Professor Joyce Singh, who's a lecturer and part of the faculty at MSU, was in the UK in 2012. She's often there working there with your summer program. And I was doing a production of Much Ado About Nothing. And so we met, and I was setting the production in modern Delhi, New Delhi. And so I met with her. We talked about the play. She contributed something to the program. And we developed a friendship then. And then subsequently, she's come back to the UK and I've met her. I when I was doing my Othello in 2015 at the RSC, she brought a bunch of students with her for the summer program here, And I came and I gave a lecture to them, talked to them about the production. I think she says that my version of the Amelia Desdemona scene at the end was the first version of that scene that she'd ever seen, that where she felt it told the story most honestly, most interestingly, and on the basis of that scene alone, she was desperate that I come here and spend some time with the students here, etc. So yeah, and we've kept up that relationship, and she initiated that contact, and I've met the rest of the faculty, and Professor Kirk Dormer has been incredibly important in setting this up. The Dean, Chris Long, it accords with his vision for the resources he wants to make available to his students. I think it's an incredibly enlightened time at MSU, and I've only been here a couple of days. I feel like I've been here 2 weeks already, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a glorious way. I feel like it's a sort of place you feel like you're stepping out of the world and given time to think, given time to reflect, and it's an extraordinary privilege to be here.
I understand, and tell me how this came about. There is tape of you as Lady Macbeth.
There is tape of me as Lady Macbeth. When I was very young, my brothers and I would record all the great works of dramatic literature. So Shakespeare obviously was one of those things, and yes, absolutely, I gave my Lady Macbeth at the age of 8. I was born in Birmingham, so my accent was a little bit different then. It was more like tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. So yeah, no, the thing is, what was lovely about that for us as children, what was that we weren't afraid. We just did what we wanted to do with it. And I loved opera when I was 6, 7, 8. I didn't see it as something that I wasn't entitled to, or I shouldn't or wasn't available to me, would sing along with Cheryl Milnes and Pavarotti, etc., all of them. And all of that seemed fine. It all was available to us. Bob Dylan was available to us. Pink Floyd were available to us. Johnny Cash, it was all there, available to us, what it is to be human and the finest things that humans have done. High and low art, but there was no distinction between that in our thinking when we were younger. And I still carry that in me at present. And in all the work that I do and all the interactions that I have with young people, as well as in the rehearsal room, there is no hierarchy of taste. It's execution, really. That is the thing.
Iqbal Khan is an English director for the Royal Shakespeare Company, has also directed for the Globe Theatre in London, and is in residency in East Lansing this week as part of the MSU College of Arts and Letters Leading Voices series. Iqbal, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
For an extended version of this interview, including Mr. Khan speaking about uncovering the truths in Shakespeare.
I think the braver you are with it, the more Shakespearean you are with it. The more you flatten it out, the politer you are with it, I think the further away you get from the plays.
You can head to the arts and culture section of WKAR.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.